Well, this morning on our program, we have a guest joining us here by phone today. I want to bring in Kennedy Gergen here this morning, student at Atlantic High School. Kennedy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, good. Thank you so much for the time that you're spending with us here this morning. We wanted to visit a little bit about, Steele McLaren. I think a lot of folks around the region this morning are already fairly aware of the circumstances surrounding the traffic accident that happened over the weekend that left him with some pretty severe head injuries, recuperating and fighting right now over a hospital in Omaha. And a lot of things have happened in a very short period of time, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
It's just amazing how people have reacted and how quickly they've stepped up to do things. And the reason I wanted to visit with you this morning is you're one of those. I see you've got a bracelet fundraiser that you've decided to put together. Talk a little bit about that.
So on the Praying for Steele Facebook page, there's a post about the wristbands. And if you would like one, all you have to do is comment on the post and then tell the number of wristbands that you would like, and I will reserve them for you.
Okay.
Haley Rasmussen and I decided we wanted to do something because it was hard to just sit around and wait, and Steele McLaren and both Garrett McLaren are both one of our really good friends, so we just decided we wanted to do something for them.
How'd you settle on this idea?
It's easy. It's an easy way to get out there, and they're not super expensive, but they can still make an impact on giving money to the McLaren family. So it's better than, like, T-shirts are more expensive, but, like, this is something that, like, everyone can get. Like, it's just, like, such a small thing that can still make a big difference.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about sizes or anything like that.
Yeah, just one size, and then so many people can get them.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Kennedy, for folks who aren't in the Atlantic High School, in the school system on a day-to-day basis, can you talk a little bit about, I know it's just been a day, it was just Monday that you folks have been back again in class after this all happened, but can you talk a little bit about what the atmosphere is like? It sounds like you guys are really rallying.
Yes. Yesterday morning at 7:30, we had a prayer at the high school. And it was amazing to see how many people came. There was people flooding out of the auditorium. It was amazing just how everyone's coming together in this hard time.
Does it surprise you at all the way people have reacted?
Not really, honestly. I know that Atlantic is a really tight town, and I know that we're here for each other. And even the surrounding towns, it's just amazing to see everyone come together.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just Atlantic, it's the surrounding area. We've seen notes from, like, other schools, other football teams. The CAM digital media class has stepped up to do a little project to help out as well. It's just shocking how many people have tried to join in on this.
Yes, and especially in such a short period of time.
Yeah, well, and of course, you being one of the leaders in this, too, helping out right out of the gate, trying to raise some funds. It's, you know, there's not, I guess it boils down to a lot of the times for most of us, we're not doctors, we're not medical professionals, we can't help in that way. So we try to find a way, you know, to help out in our own special way, and we all know these things are expensive. Is that kind of the mindset?
Yes, it's hard to just wait around because we don't know any answers. We can't do anything for him physically, but we can mentally back here trying to make fundraise for him and just be there for him in prayer.
You bet. And Kennedy, you'll have to excuse me because I don't remember. Are you a senior this year?
Yes, I'm a senior.
Okay, so you're in Steele's class.
Yes.
Okay. Talk about the class itself. You know, we talked about the school and the way it's rallied, but has this made the class a little closer?
Yes, I would say that it has. Our class we've been a really tight class for a long time. We're all such good friends, and I felt like in this time, everyone has came together. Even if some people that aren't super good friends with Steele even are still trying to make an impact, and it's just great to see everyone come together and support each other.
Yeah, we talk about different sizes of schools and the benefits and opportunities and things that are accorded in each one, but it's hard to really put a finger on how much it means to be involved in a school district, a size that can really step up like this.
Yes.
Excellent.
Even being a small town, it's still crazy to see everyone come together. That's what I love about a small town. Everybody rallies and we're all here for each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, can you talk a little bit about, I want to talk about the wristband fundraiser again, because I know you're going to deal with like the football team and family and things like that, and then you're going to do the sales and stuff. Talk about how that's all going to work.
Yes. So if you would like to purchase one on the Praying for Steel Facebook group that I'm sure many people know about so far, there's a post. And all you have to do is comment on the post and the number of wristbands that you would like me to reserve for you, and then I will reserve them. They will be able to be picked up and purchased at the high school parking lot on Thursday from 11 to 1 or from 5 to 6. But we're also going to try and sell them at the West Marshall football game on Friday before the game. And then also try and get into the Utterly Delicious fundraiser on Saturday.
Okay, so you've got quite a few plans going on there.
Yes.
Now, it's not...
Right now...
Go ahead.
Right now, we've sold about 1,100 wristbands, which is crazy. We started with an order of 600, and it has tripled since then, and I think we're going to put in another order today to get it even more. It's just crazy to see how many people want to make an impact and help out the family.
Yeah, and you were probably worried at the beginning, maybe we ordered too many.
Yes, at first I was like, oh, 600 will probably be enough. And then so many people were commenting on my post and being like, if there's extras, let me know. And then I just decided, you know, it just really blew up, but I decided if people wanted to help, why not?
That's awesome. Now, there are so many other things going on, too. Are you up to speed on some of the other activities? I see there'll be like a vigil tonight at the school.
Yes. So at 7 o'clock tonight at the Trojan Bowl, we are going to have everybody come together, and I'm pretty sure Casey Pelzer is leading a prayer, and you are able to bring balloons or flowers, and it's for anyone in the community to come.
Is this, it's just an opportunity to come out and just show support?
Yes.
Who's organizing that, do you know?
I honestly am not sure. But the family will be there. I think the family's going to try and come too, or some of the family members extended.
Sure. Well, we hope folks take a little bit of time. It's not going to take a lot of your day, and quite frankly, it's a small sacrifice just to come out and show support.
Yes. And then also, Haley Houston, I know, has started T-shirts, and I think the order should be out on Facebook, on the Praying for Steel Facebook group around 8 o'clock this morning. And I'm pretty sure you can order online, and it's just a link, and the money will go to the McLaren family as well.
Wow, that's really neat. So many things have jumped up. It's just amazing. We talk all the time about how life can change just in a second, and nobody in that family realized how different things were going to be going into the weekend and then coming out of that weekend. But, boy, you sure just about could predict how the reaction was going to be from the community, couldn't you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Kennedy, thank you so much. I appreciate your time here this morning visiting with us. And thanks for stepping forward, you and your friends jumping in there to help out right away. I am certain the family appreciates it. I know the community does as well. And it's really nice to see those kind of stories, especially when it's spearheaded by our young people, those who might be the future leaders here. We sure appreciate your efforts.
Yes, thank you for having me.